Guys, it's finally happening. Sports are back. 2020, I knew you had it in you. Sure, games will look different, but one thing remains the same. Hooters for your game day grub. That's right, no waiting in lines for cold hot dogs or warm beer. This season, watch the action from your couch with Hooters nearly world-famous wings or not-so-famous but still delicious salads and sandwiches. And don't forget the fries. Come on, give your crew the food they want. Visit order.hooters.com for pickup or delivery. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 2, Season 3, Season 4, and this, Season 5, all presented by Hooters. I live in the Tampa Bay area, of course, the birthplace of Hooters, Clearwater, Florida. There are double-digit original Hooters brand locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, and of course, this year, they are stressing takeout for your fantasy football needs. And that's exactly what we did with Hooters Takeout for our Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft last night. And a different owner in the league stepped up and offered his business as the venue for our podcast draft. We had to consolidate to one league this year. It was the only way to do it properly with social distancing and other factors. So two leagues from last year have gone on hiatus, but I did invite the champions of all three podcast leagues to play in this year's league. Unfortunately, one could not clear it on his schedule. The other is geographically displaced right now in Maine and could not attend. I do require attendance at my drafts. We do them offline. I'm not planning to change anytime soon. I think it's the one time a year you get everybody in one room, you interact, you talk football, and you enjoy being around each other. And it went so well last night. I thank Sean Sullivan, owner from one of the leagues last year, owner in the league this year, for stepping up and saying, let's have it at Bill Curry Ford. We'll do the draft right in the showroom. People can buy beverages or food from our Big Storm Brewery, which does not sell beer in the Bill Curry Ford dealership, but has many other beverage options and tasty food options. And we ordered Hooters Takeout, which they are emphasizing for fantasy football draft purposes. We had some delicious wings, both bone-in and boneless. And also want to thank Papa Mike, who plays in my podcast leagues. Of course, Papa John's of Tampa Bay, huge supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments and sponsor of the Todd Wright Toddcast, which just posted episode number 120. If you're not familiar with the Todd Wright Toddcast and you've always liked my radio shows, just Google the Todd Wright Toddcast and start listening and subscribing to that podcast. I think you will find it to your liking if you have liked non-fantasy content that I have done on the radio in the past. And we're 120 episodes in, so that's how many you've missed out on at this point. And it's nice to be able to swear, which I could never do on ESPN. Might have gotten away with it once or twice. So Papa Mike, GM of the store on West Waters for Papa John's of Tampa Bay, not only an owner in the league, basically Mike has learned to play fantasy football in the podcast leagues, and it's been great to see an owner and someone with a love of fantasy football develop, who's such a nice guy. He brought individually boxed papadillas for everyone. So in addition to the Big Storm Brewing having food and beverage available for purchase, we had Hooters Wings for everybody. And thanks to Papa Mike for bringing his own catering from Papa John's of Tampa Bay with some of the delicious papadillas, including the newest one, the Buffalo Chicken Papadilla. Remember, papadillas are only $6 at Papa John's. They keep telling me it's a promotional price, but it's been $6 for a long time, and I hope it stays that way. It's supposed to go to $8 at some point, but let's hope it never happens. So thanks to Papa Mike, and thanks to Sean Sullivan, and the bombshell that was dropped on me, and I have no reason to lie to any of you, I have said for the duration of this fantasy podcast that all of my podcast leagues, first of all, they're free to play. There's no buy-in, but we don't play for money. Even in my foundation league, now going on year six, there is no buy-in. We don't play for money. I put my own money in a very heavy, very coveted trophy, and everyone who wins it gets their name on the trophy, on a nameplate. That's the Jimmy McGinty trophy for the Foundation League. Well, the bombshell that was dropped on me last night before any of the other owners arrived was something Sean Sullivan, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, said to me. And I said, I've never done anything like this. And he said, well, it's on me. Do you want to do it? I said, sure. He's like, will you mention it on one of your podcasts? Sure. Will you mention it on social media? Yeah. Okay, we'll do it. So the bombshell that Sean Sullivan, owner in the league, and GM of Bill Curry Ford dropped on the podcast league last night was, winner of the league will get $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford. Not $1,000 toward a new vehicle. No. No, that's not the way Sean works, and I think you guys know that's not the way I work. It'll be a $1,000 check, and we'll even do a photo op, and he says he's going to get the big check like Happy Gilmore. I love this idea. So I had no clue. None of the owners in my league had any clue. So basically, we can go back a year now. And if you were playing in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast last year and won the league, you qualified for the right to play in the league this year. That turns out, thanks to Bill Curry Ford, to have a $1,000 bounty, as we're going to call it, on the champion. And I love the idea of the Happy Gilmore check. I can't wait for that photo op. So thank you, Sean Sullivan. Thank you, Bill Curry Ford, for offering that $1,000 incentive for the winner of our 12-team league. So let me give you it was a lot of fun beyond just the bombshell. Sean's a terrific guy. He loves, as great as he is in the car industry, he loves talking football. He does his own scouting. He's very candid and upset that he can't use his suite for the Buccaneers games in September. Ira Kaufman plays in this league, the Sage from JoeBucksFan.com, and of course Tampa Bay's Hall of Fame voter. He's always, man, when you get Sean Sullivan, Ira Kaufman, and Todd Wright Tour Hall of Fame golfer, Bengal Ralph, in the same room, you cannot not be entertained. And as I mentioned on social media on Monday morning, ABC Action News chief meteorologist Dennis Phillips not only played again this year in our league, not only again wore the Penn State Saquon Barkley jersey, but he asked to bring his sons. So the Phillips table was off to my right, and you can see photos of that on my social media pages at ToddWright2020 on Instagram and Twitter, and of course I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa on Facebook. So here's how the first few rounds went. If you're still looking for comparisons on fantasy drafts, I have a feeling most have been done by now, but you still kind of are comparing what you did, where you picked people, how other drafts went. So I'll give you the first six rounds of our podcast draft. Our draft order went Sean Sullivan had the first pick. He actually debated not taking Christian McCaffrey number one, and he knew I would embarrass him every week on the podcast if he didn't. So he did take McCaffrey. Will was a league champion last year. He had the second pick. Andrew DeWitt from the Identity Tampa Bay went third. Kevin, very smart guy, friends with a golfer and friends with a number of people in my foundation league, was there again. He was picking fourth. Robert Wright, a former league champion, was fifth. Zach, representing Joe Bucks fans team, was sixth. The Sage, Ira Kaufman, picked seventh. Papa Mike from Papa John's was eighth. Dennis Phillips from ABC Action News was ninth. I drew the 10 hole using Kentucky Derby language. Bengal Ralph drew number 11. And Bill Eisman, former league champion and also a Todd Wright Tour golfer, has the bathroom pick, as I call it, 12, the wraparound. So first 12 picks went McCaffrey. Ezekiel Elliott went 2. Barkley fell to 3. Kamara 4. Dalvin Cook 5. Sense any name missing? Yeah, I pick him later. First wide receiver was picked by JoeBucksFan.com team. Michael Thomas at 6. Ira followed with Devontae Adams at 7. Papa Mike went with CEH at 8. Nick Chubb went 9 to Dennis Phillips. So I took the obvious dropping value of bell cow Derrick Henry at 10. Bengal Ralph went Mahomes at 11. And then Bill Eisman went Tyreek Hill at 12, starting round 2. Round 2 went Mixon, then Evans. Then I took a very obvious RB2, who will get RB1 work in Josh Jacobs in the second round. That was followed by Dennis Phillips' pick of DeAndre Hopkins. Lamar Jackson went after that. I think in most fantasy drafts, you're seeing Mahomes going round 1, Lamar Jackson going round 2. Aaron Jones, for some reason, a round 2 RB1 went next. Good pick by Ira. Travis Kelce, first tight end off the board. Of course, my leagues are not mandatory tight end. There is a wide receiver slash tight end flex where you can play a tight end if you feel his numbers are worthy against wide receivers. Kenyon Drake went next, followed by Miles Sanders. That was good value for Kevin at that spot. Julio Jones. Russell Wilson snuck into the second round at the 11th pick, and then Godwin closed out round 2. Sean Sullivan does a lot of his own scouting, and I think a flaw of Sean's team is he took too many rookies. He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rookies out of the 13. And he even said, well, 1 or 2 are going to work out. I'm like, but that's not the point. I said, you know, you're not drafting them to build an organization around them. You need to get impact this year because we hit the reset button every year. I don't play any keeper leagues. I don't play dynasty leagues. So Sean's first rookie pick was Cam Akers to start the third round. I like Cam Akers too, but not at that position. I do hope it works out for Sean, although I'm playing against him for the $1,000. And also I made the announcement, if I win the league, I'll donate half the $1,000 to a charity of my choice, and then the other half of the money I will award to my first place team in the golf tournament that follows on the calendar, which will likely be Good versus Evil 5 at Chichi Rodriguez Golf Club somewhere at the start of 2021. So I will keep none of the $1,000, half to charity, half to my first place team in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Everybody, every other owner can do whatever they want with it. And Sean Sullivan said, if he wins the league, nobody gets paid, which is fair. He's like Ben Stein defending his money as a common contestant back in Win Ben Stein's money. So this is Win Sean Sullivan's money. I guess it's Win Bill Curry's money, although we don't have Jimmy Kimmel as a sidekick. Akers starts off round 3, followed by Eckler, Galladay, Kittle, DJ Moore, Carson, Cup, A.J. Brown, Connor. I then drafted Adam Thielen, 10th pick of round 3. Mostert and Ridley were the final picks. Remember, we're a 12-team draft. Round 4 started with Juju, followed by David Johnson. Then I went with Amari Cooper for my second wide receiver, 3rd pick of round 4, followed by Beckham, Gurley, Dak Prescott, 4th quarterback off the board in round 4. then Lockett, Jonathan Taylor, Robert Woods, Allen Robinson, Melvin Gordon, and Sean went with another rookie in Henry Ruggs. Fifth round went DK Metcalf, followed by Andrews, the tight end from the Ravens, then another Raven in Mark Ingram. I sense, and even I, shied away from Mark Ingram in my drafts just because I'm not sure if he gets how much of the run share he's going to get. The Ravens did draft another running back, and Lamar Jackson's going to do a lot of the damage on his own. So that is why Ingram's value isn't as high as other running backs, despite his obvious abilities and being on a team that's going to run the ball. Keenan Allen went fourth in the fifth round, followed by McLaurin, then Le'Veon Bell, middle of round five. Leonard Fournette went next. That's a good pick by Ira Kaufman. That's not a homer pick. That's an excellent pick by Ira. Had he not done it three picks later, I would have had added Fournette as my third running back. Stephon Diggs, then Sutton. Then I did go tight end because Zach Ertz is a consistent target for Carson Wentz and puts up wide receiver 1/2 numbers, so I'll play him at the wide receiver tight end flex. That was followed by, interestingly, Bengal Ralph went DeAndre Swift. The addition of Adrian Peterson, coupled with the fact that Swift had, we hear, a bad camp, doesn't bode well for Swift. I hope that works out for Bengal Ralph. And then Montgomery, who is injured right now for the Bears, went at the end of round five. Final round for this podcast I'll tell you about. Round six started with Tom Brady, then Devontae Parker. I then went to Sean Watson with a quarterback pick. He was the, sixth quarterback off the board. I'll take Deshaun Watson because I already had my starting two running backs, and I had my starting two wide receivers, and I had my wide receiver tight end flex. So I didn't see any obvious value in any of the remaining running backs. So let's go ahead and get ourselves the best quarterback available, and that was Deshaun Watson in the sixth round. As I made the pick, one of Dennis Phillips' sons responded. Clearly, they were planning to take him the pick after me. And I confirmed that later when we were on our dinner break enjoying Hooters Wings and Papadias from Papa John's. They did it to me in a later round, by the way, with another player. Then Dennis Phillips and sons took Fuller, which was followed by Hollywood Brown, then T.Y. Hilton, then Kyler Murray was the next quarterback off the board, DJ Chark, Matt Ryan, Michael Gallup, Devin Singletary, J.K. Dobbins. I did draft Aaron Rodgers, did not plan to draft a backup quarterback high, but I did take Aaron Rodgers as my backup quarterback in round eight. Again, I'm simply a value guy, and I look at who's still left on the board as long as I have my starters, and even when putting together my starters, and say, what's the player that's fallen into my lap? And if I have no questions about the player, then I go ahead and take the value. So my two quarterbacks in the podcast league are Watson and Rodgers. And I think one of them is going to be worthy of starting on an every week basis. Or I can trade one if both are doing well first month or so of the season and I get a good trade offer. So anyway, those were the first six rounds of our podcast draft. Thanks to Sean Sullivan at Bill Curry Ford for hosting us, for offering the $1,000 bounty on the champion for this particular league. Remember, I will answer your fantasy football emails at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I do ask that you put a little thought into your email. Don't give me an email that says, I have A, B, C, and D, need to start 2 of 4. No. I don't pick your starting lineup. This just in. You don't pick my starting lineup. I want you to write me an email and give me your thoughts on your players. Tell me what you're thinking and ask me for a second opinion. That's the way we do it. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. I hope you did well with your draft. I hope you've enjoyed the 13 episodes of season 5 of the podcast to this point. I will crank out at least one more before the Thursday night game between the Texans and the Chiefs, and then try to get you one more before Sunday and Monday's games to start week one. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. And remember, if you want what I do in non-fantasy content, find the Todd Wright Toddcast. All you do, type it into a search engine. It's going to come up on Stitcher and other places where podcasts are available. The Todd Wright Toddcast, episode 120, just posted this Labor Day weekend. Find it. I think you'll enjoy it if you're looking for non-fantasy content. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, the Todd Wright Toddcast, and all your support. We'll talk to you next time.